Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's another thing making me sick to my stomach. Watching the Knicks, they're up 76-61 with 7.5 to go at the new Chase Center. A couple things. One, you know they'll blow this game, right? I mean, it's just inevitable that they're going to blow it. But I bet on the Knicks tonight, believe it or not. And I don't remember. What was I getting, like two? I have to look. I have it right here. I just want to, what day is it? All right, so I'm getting five. I'm getting five, believe it or not. That might be helpful. So right now I'm up 20. But here's the deal. Can you imagine the, I've heard a couple things about the Knicks. One, that they're going to move Morris, right? Is he not the only guy that produces at all on the team? Can't they just keep one guy that scores? Randall and Morris are the only two guys that do anything, right? And boy, does R.J. Barrett, does he not look just awful now that he's playing this many games, right? They're not even at Christmas, and this guy looks shot. Like, he's just turning the ball over. He's missing shots. He looks just like, he's like, what is happening here? We only played 35 games at Duke. He looks shot already. Rookie year, that guy's going to wear down, like, the paint on your outside of your house. Anyway, here's the deal. Can you imagine opening up the Chase Center to this atrocity of a basketball team? Can you believe they went to five straight NBA finals and now they're like hack city? I mean, honestly, they are as bad as they get. They're as bad as the Knicks, right? And they still have Green, but they don't have Curry playing. They don't have Thompson playing. That's not my problem, right? Can you imagine opening up this brand new Shangri-La Stadium arena in San Francisco, downtown, right by the water, and this is the product that they're selling, those expensive season tickets? Because you know it's expensive to go see the Warriors after you go to five straight NBA finals, right? When you win that much, it's expensive. That's all there is to it. When you get Garrett Cole with the Yankees, the tickets are going to be expensive. So you got to pay through the nose to go see that trash. You have to admit, they're awful, right? It really is bad. And I just can't imagine. That first season is such a disaster. I mean, it really is. That they play in that building every night, and there's just nothing going on there good. I mean, it's crazy. So anyway, watching these two losers play tonight is enough to make you sick. I knew this game would be garbage, but I always say if there's two bad teams playing, it's usually a good game. What do you think?
I mean, it's getting to be a better game than it should have been. The Knicks were blowing them out. Now they're kind of letting them back into it because they're not a good team, so they can't hold on to the lead. Yeah, it probably sucks for them. The first season in a new building, they're terrible. But, I mean, they've had enough winning the last 5 years. I don't think anyone really feels bad for them. It'd be like, you know, if the Patriots build a new stadium and they suck next year. No one's going to care because they just beat everybody's ass for so long. People are loving that they suck.
So here's the deal. Baseball, going back to that, they're investigating the Astros, the sign stealing. They're not going to get an answer, Mad Hatter, in 2019. And I heard today there were, 76,000 emails? Is that accurate? And then there was 60 witnesses interviewed. So it's just this giant case against the Astros. But there was one point I heard about that other teams, that's the thing, like they're going to go hard on the Astros, but that there's got to be other teams stealing signs and doing things like this. Does that weigh in on this at all, that if they go too heavy on them, that other teams are getting away with, they're going to have to start investigating other teams too? Or is this just solely on the Astros, it's their problem?
I would hope that if there are other teams doing this to this extent, that they've been smart enough not to get caught. Or to shut it down now. Or to stop, right. Just the number of people, you said, who were involved in this and the technological aspect of it is just so scary that they had somebody in left field, in the bullpen, banging trash cans. They had it covered from every angle. So technological, just peeking in, tracking pitches, and someone in the bullpen with watches and tablets and whatever they're
banging
they were doing.
A garbage can. Do you remember the wedge in college? You know what the wedge is when
it's block play.
Like, well, no, and the wedge in college is when the entire fraternity forms a wedge in the midterm exam when everybody's taking the exam, and so from the back of the room to the front of the room, everyone's like, they pay people to be in the seat.
I see.
So they all pay, and they cheat off of one another all the way down to the smartest guy in the room, which is the guy in the front, and all the answers go all the way to the back. You don't know that cheating scam? Was I the only one involved in
You might have been the only one.
Are we on the air? Anyway, do you believe that there? I mean, when you're that sophisticated, you got a guy banging on the trash can. That's like
because he's seeing a sign from somebody in center field right. with a camera. So just think of the time that it took, like seconds. We're talking
the timing.
Yeah. So if other teams are doing this, don't get caught.
What do you think should happen to them?
They should probably lose some draft picks. EJ Hinch should probably be suspended some games. But again, you can't punish everybody because everybody's gone. This happened 3 years ago almost. So,
but you can punish the organization.
But
you can punish the manager.
You can take away draft picks. I don't want to see – people have talked about, like, banning them from postseason play. Now you're messing with the fabric of the season.
Who's your favorite team, Mad Hatter?
Oh, the Mets.
Oh, God. Yeah. Here we go again. Yeah. You two losers. Anyway, so now that the evil empire is back in business at the highest level because of the Gerrit Cole signing, what do you think that the losers of the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes, the offerings that they made, what are they? I mean, obviously the Angels did something about it. They got Rendon. What do you think the rest of them do?
I think the Dodgers are going to pivot to something like Madison Bumgarner, and we talked about Francisco Lindor, that's really not a need for them. Like,
Didn't that guy hate the Dodgers more than any team on earth?
But you know what? But you know, if money talks if you're Madison Bumgarner, right? And if you want to stick it to the Giants, what better place to go than the Dodgers?
Do you think he's got a lot left in the tank? Or what do you think? He's at a half tank or a quarter tank?
He's probably at like close to a half to a quarter. He's throwing a massive amount of innings for somebody his age. And
right.
just the wear and tear on his body alone. Now, he's had his share of fluky injuries as well, like, you know, falling off the ATV or whatever it was. But if it's me and I'm him and the Giants didn't want me, I'm going to the Dodgers. I'm going to stick it to them.
So how do you think the Yankees, they love being the evil empire?
Oh, sure. Sure, of course they do.
So did you hear that Cashman and the rest of the brass went out to dinner right across the street from the hotel in San Diego?
Yeah, and apparently like all of the media saw them, and they knew nothing. Everyone in the media knew nothing.
Because it broke like at around 12:40 yard time.
Yeah, around midnight. And then you know, apparently like some people from the media winked at Cashman, and Cashman said, "I got nothing going on." And just imagine, like, we have all of these things at our fingertips, and no one knew that this was happening.
Speaking of the Giants, Bruce Bochy is now going to manage the French national team. Is that like Rick Pitino coaching the Greek national team?
Which, by the way, we all thought Bruce Bochy wanted to retire, right? Like, the Giants told us,
right.
Bruce Bochy told us he wanted to retire. This doesn't sound like a guy who wanted to retire. It sounds like a guy who was forced out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to believe, but what could be worse than that? Like, he's going to manage the French. Do the French have a baseball team? Like, that? They must.
This is all news to me.
But how pathetic is that? Like, what is going on? He can't do better than that?
I think he wanted to take a year off, and I think he felt the need to, I guess, placate the Giants because the Giants did all of these things for him. So he'll take a year off instead of, you know, basically making it sound like he was forced out. And the Giants are holding their ceremonies for him in, you know, September of this year. It seems kind of weak for him to take a managing job, you know, 2 months later.
Right. Mexico City is going to host 2 regular season MLB games this year. So they built a new stadium down there, Alfredo Harp Helu Stadium. And it got completed in March and can seat 20,000 fans. Diablos Rojos of Mexican League, it's their home. They won the Sur Division with 67 wins. So they're going to have games for the first time ever. The Diamondbacks and Padres will play there on April 18th and 19th. What do you think of that little Mexico City? They keep getting games, NFL games, baseball games.
Hopefully the field's in better shape than every NFL game that's ever been played there.
Azteca Stadium has been a nightmare with their surface for sure. 855-212-4CBS to get on a bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.